Translation. Lord Brahma said, after thus congratulating the sages for their nice words, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose abode is in the kingdom of God, spoke as follows. We also will read text number 2. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. Eto tor pashado mayam jayo vijaya evacha kadati krityamang yatvo bhavakratam atikramang. Translation. The Personality of Godhead said, these attendants of mine, Jai and Vijay by name, have committed a great offense against you because of ignoring me. Purport. To commit an offense at the feet of a devotee of the Lord is a great wrong. Even when a living entity is promoted to Vaikuntha, there still the chance that he may commit There is still the chance that he may commit offenses. But the difference is that when one is in a Vaikuntha planet, even if by chance one commits an offense, he is protected by the Lord. This is the remarkable fact in the dealings of the Lord and the servitor, as seen in the present incident concerning Jay and Vijay. The word atikramang used herein indicates that in offending a devotee, one neglects the Supreme Lord himself. By mistake, the doorman held the sages from entering Vaikuntha Loka, but because they were engaged in the transcendental service of the Lord, their annihilation was not expected by advanced devotees. The Lord's presence on the spot was very pleasing to the hearts of the devotees. The Lord understood that the trouble was due to his lotus feet not being seen by the sages, and therefore he wanted to please them by personally going there. The Lord is so merciful that even if there is some impediment for the devotee, he himself manages matters in such a way that the devotee is not bereft of having audience at his lotus feet. There is a very good example in the life of Haridas Thakur. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was residing at Jagannath Puri, Haridas Thakur, who happened to be a Mohammedan by birth, was with him. In Hindu temples, especially in those days, no one but a Hindu was allowed to enter. Although Haridas Thakur was the greatest of all Hindus in his behavior, he considered himself a Mohammedan and did not enter the temple. Lord Chaitanya could understand his humility, and since he did not go to see the temple, Lord Chaitanya himself, who is non-different from Jagannath, used to come and sit with Haridas daily. Here in Srimad Bhagavatam we also find the same behavior of the Lord. His devotees were prevented from seeing his lotus feet, but the Lord himself came to see them on the same lotus feet for which they aspired. It is also significant that when he was accompanied by the Goddess of Fortune, the Goddess of Fortune is not... It is also significant that he was accompanied by the Goddess of Fortune. The Goddess of Fortune is not to be seen by ordinary persons, but the Lord was so kind that although the devotees did not aspire for such an honor, he appeared before them with the goddess of fortune. The audience which the Supreme Personality of Godhead has, that means the devotees to whom he spoke, are the four Kumaras who had been liberated souls, totally absorbed in the Brahman meditation, when something unexpected happened. A fresh breeze carried the fragrance from the lotus feet of the Lord, which were bedecked with tulsi leaves, into their nostrils. And when they smelled this divine and totally spiritual fragrance, they arose from their Brahman meditation and they understood. Beyond the impersonal understanding of God, there is the personal, a loving understanding of Krishna. They smelled this fragrance. See, there was no chance for the Kumaras to be again agitated by material smells or material sense impressions. And the fact that they smelled this very beautiful smell and were attracted and even spiritually agitated by this smell showed them that there was something that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is all attractive. And they rose from their meditation, deep meditation, and wanted to have darshan of Krishna. But when they came to the gates of Vaikuntha, two doormen stopped them from further entering into the kingdom of God. And they said, "Stop, you cannot proceed." They put their clubs down. "You cannot go beyond these clubs." And the four Kumaras were looking at the doormen. They could understand that this behavior was not correct, because in the kingdom of God there shouldn't be these type of limitations as we know here, that we may not go, or that no free access is there. If you have already gone so far as to reach the gates, you are certainly qualified to enter further and have darshan of the Lord. So they became very upset with these two doorkeepers and cursed them. And now the Lord comes out. Yes, they were not allowed to see the Lord, but the Lord saw them. And he came out and he spoke these words. "These attendants of mine, storekeepers, Giant Vijay by name, have committed a great offense against you because of ignoring me. Mark these words. They have created an offense against me by ignoring me." See, if you are very attentive to Lord Krishna, and if you are Krishna conscious, you will understand that for Lord Krishna it's very, very important that his devotees are respected. And under all circumstances, Krishna makes this point. For instance, when he received Bhrigu Muni. Bhrigu Muni, a great saint, had been sent out to find out who amongst the principal deities, Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva, is the supreme. And the way he wanted to find out was, He wanted to test them, how much they were in control of anger. You can understand a person who is not able to control krodha or anger, he most probably can also not control lust. Sita once asked Lord Rama, please tell me, what is the symptom of someone who has controlled lust? And Lord Rama answered, he is able to control his anger. He is not inclined to unjustly chastise someone. So whenever you see someone who's upset very easily and he chastises everyone, he might not have controlled his karma, his material lust. The first person Bhrigu Muni came to was Lord Brahma, his own father. To test Brahma, Bhrigu did not greet his father. He just came into his presence and did not even acknowledge the presence, did not pay obeisances or namaste or anything, any sign of recognition. Brahma was very, very angry. He said, Bhrigu, you are my son and you have no respect for your father. It's very, very bad. He became very upset. Brahma left him silently. Bhrigu left him silently. Then he went to Lord Shiva. Shiva was very happy to see his brother. And he came running towards him in order to embrace him. But Bhrigu said to Shiva, this time he made an offense with the word, not just with the mind. Your smell is not very pleasant. This is a very, very bad thing. In French we say, c'est une terrible odeur. You know, that is a terrible smell which comes from you. You know, and that's an offense. That's in words. Shiva was so, how would you say, disturbed that he came towards Bhrigu with his spear upraised, ready to kill him. You know, he came with a loving embrace and then he hears, your smell is very aggressive. You know, that is, he just totally, he became so upset. And if his good wife Parvati would not have fallen into his way and stopped him, Shiva would have made a Brahmahatya, a murder of a Brahmana. So then Bhrigu Muni understood, oh, my brother is quite upset, he's quite angry. And went to a lovely scene in Vaikuntha. He saw Lord Vishnu reclining, relaxing on the couch made by Ananta Shesha. And on his feet side, there was Mother Lakshmi massaging gently the feet. So he came from the back to this very, very loving scene, which usually would have, you know, when a husband is so intimately together with his wife, it's a scene which is absolutely to be respected. But Bhrigu Muni took his foot and kicked the chest of Vishnu. how abrupt, how intrusive, how absolutely offensive this behavior is. Vishnu immediately got up from the couch and with tears of love in his eyes said something so respectful. He said, "Oh great saint, please forgive me that I did not notice you and greet you appropriately." There was no chance. He came from the back. How could, you know, it was not possible to see. I'm very concerned now about the welfare of your foot. You have kicked me on my hard chest. This must have hurt your lotus foot very much. I'm very concerned about the welfare of your foot. Priyamuni could not believe his ears. Was the Lord serious or was he joking? Then the Lord said, "I declare herewith that the lotus feet of my devotees are worshipable for me. I want to now wash the feet." Brigamuni was totally amazed. please understand the situation. You know, he had done the worst type of offense. Imagine you meet a householder whose wife is just massaging him. That householder, when he is disturbed like this, he will immediately run to the kitchen, take the best kitchen knife in his possession, and violently attack your stomach. Out. You know, he most probably this will be done, or he will call the police, or he will hang you on the next tree or something like this, or shoot you, or the stove, I mean, something, give you a solid slap. But Vishnu, "Oh, I'm very concerned about you, the welfare of your foot." The chest is so hard, so inappropriately hard. It is not a suitable resting place for your foot. Brigo Muni saw that the Lord was furthermore very serious in what he said. It was not a joke or not something, some words said in sarcasm to chastise Brigo. No. He went from this place after paying his obeisances, said, Narayan, who can understand the Lord? He came back to the saints who were waiting for his assessment, who of the three principal deities would be supreme, and he said, Vishnu is supreme. There is no doubt about this. Listen what I have just now experienced. And he told him his experience with all the three deities. So you might ask yourself, first of all, how could Brigu do such a thing if he was a saint? I mean, how was it possible for him to take his foot, to move it backwards, as you do when you give a kick, and then to swing it in one violent movement forward, aimed at the chest of the Lord? How was this possible? I think it would not be possible for any one of us to even in his worst nightmare consider such a thing. We would not, even if our mind, I mean, our mind would not be able to think such a thing, although our mind can think many things, as you might have experienced in your life. There seems to be no limitations to the restless mind, but this what is not possible to think? Isn't it, Pooja? He said, inconceivable to think. How could he do this if he was Brigos, one of the rishis, the major rishis? Listen very carefully. The reason he could do it is because the Lord in his heart inspired him to do this. We know from the Bhagavad Gita how Krishna says, Savasya chayam hridi sannivishtu matas smriti jnanam apohanam cha. This is such an important point that Gaurahari will note it down in his Indian notebook. He was inspired by the Lord. Now the next question arises. This is a question almost as difficult as the first question. First question, how could he do it? The answer, he was inspired by the Lord. What intention did the Lord have to inspire his devotee to do such an activity? What was going on in the mind of the Lord? If it was his planning or his thing, what was he thinking? Isn't that a good question? And listen very carefully to this answer, which is even more wonderful than the answer to our first question. The answer to this question is that the Lord was thinking, I want to glorify my devotee. I want to show that even if my devotee does an activity which is by normal standards considered to be highly impolite, I appreciate my devotee anyways and will worship his lotus feet. This is how I want to glorify my devotee, and not only my devotee. Why is my devotee glorifiable, or why there is a need to glorify him? Because he is a bhakta, he has bhakti, devotion for me in his heart. And even if he does something like that, I consider him to be very, very saintly. The Lord had earlier in the Bhagavad Gita spoken directly about the glories of his devotee and bhakti or devotional service by saying that even api means even, huh? Api chet sudaracharo vachate mang ananibha sadhu eva samantavya samyak vyavyasito samyak vyavyasito hisa. Yes, even if he does an abominable activity, my devotee, I still consider him saintly if he is because he's walking on the right path. After some time, these wrong things will go. Someone who is on the right path, for instance, of education, you know, after some time, he will know many things. Like our devotee, these from the who have come from Bharatvarsha to give pleasure to our eyes, they are getting their education here, most of you, in computer science, as far as I can see, most properly. Even you may not know everything now, because it is very difficult to... But after some time, if you continue to walk on the path of education, you will know everything, like Shravan. Or Vinay knows also everything about computers, no? So this is the glories of devotional service, and Krishna wanted to inspire these glories, and he wanted to greet him. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna. This is the explanation of this very difficult question. Krishna wish to glorify devotional service. So, this was one point which I wanted to raise. Now, a second point comes, which is very much connected to our first point. Srila Prabhupada here gives a very nice comment on one quality of the Lord. Four Kumaras had committed had wanted to see the Lord, but the powerful doorkeepers, Jai and Vijay, who no one can pass if they do not give him permission, had obstructed them. They couldn't move forward. But the Lord, knowing everything, knowing also that his devotee was obstructed, came out of Vaikuntha to these precincts, to the outside, and he gave his devotees his darshan. Prabhupada writes, the Lord is so merciful that even if there is some impediment for the devotee, he himself manages matters in such a way that the devotee is not bereft of having audience at his lotus feet. If the devotee, if there is some obstacle, and Lord, and Prabhupada gives the example of the Mohammedan-born Haridas Thakur, who was not entering the temple of Jagannath Puri, considering himself to be a Muslim, and who couldn't go inside. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who's no one else than Lord Jagannath, came to see him regularly. There is another devotee who was born from a Muslim father, not Mohammedan father, but who turned to become a devotee of Lord Jagannath. And this devotee would every day worship Lord Jagannath by cooking a pot of khichdi, as Gaurahari would say, or khichdi, for Lord Jagannath. He cooked this pot of khichdi before the time of the Rajbhoga offering. Let us say the Rajbhoga offering is at 12 o'clock in Puri. So he served or offered this pot of khichdi at 15 minutes before 12 o'clock. He did this a few days, and then one day he looked. With great surprise, there was a knocking at the door. He was thinking, oh, hopefully this is not the Muslim commander in chief of religious control, you know. He carefully went to the door, and he almost fainted. Lord Jagannath personally had left his altar and appeared before this Muslim-born devotee. He said, I'm very hungry. The devotee almost fainted. He just... Somehow Krishna empowered him to not faint. And he spread an asan and said, I am very poor. Do you want to eat here? Yes, every day since some days you are offering, and I cannot resist the fragrance of your khichdi. And he sat down and he started to to Lord Jagannath's dad to eat his own khichdi, his very poor man's khichdi. Actually, in that time, khichdi was not in the menu of Lord Jagannath because it's too simple. Khichdi, some little dal, some water, some rice, and if you have some leaves of the tamarind tree, you can put inside for free. And it's not like the khichdi which Pooja cooks, the most opulent of all khichdis. It was a very simple khichdi. It was a very, very simple khichdi. So Lord Jagannath ate, and he came every day. One day, this devotee could not secure the items for khichdi at the proper time, and his offering became late. Jagannath had arrived 11:45, but he was still cooking. He said, wait, it's almost, it's just now coming, and you know what this means in India, just now coming. we have derived our first solid culture shock by this phrase, just now coming, because it did not come after half a day. Although we thought just now, so let us sit and wait patiently, but we had just now is, can mean anything in India, can mean months. Yes. He was eating, he was waiting, and then he was eating, but it became so late that Lord Jagannath could not wash his hands and his mouth. It was too late. So he rushed back to the altar, because remember, he had to be on the altar at 12 o'clock. Imagine the pujari would come in with a huge Raj Bhoga offering, and there would be no Jagannath. Imagine the tremendous anxiety of the part. Where's Jagannath? Who stole Jagannath? So the pujari came, and he was a little late also by the arrangement of the Lord. Little late, almost not late. So he quickly offered, went out, put the Raj Bhoga offering before the Lord, and went away. And he didn't see what was on the mouth of the Lord, because the Lord had not washed his mouth due to shortage of time. There was a little speck of khichdi on the mouth. So then he came back again, the pujari, to remove the offered food, which was now prasadam, from the altar. But lo and behold, as he was just washing everything and looked up, can't be. He saw the speck. So he went out. Then another pujari came to do his service. He thought, I'm seeing something, maybe too much sun. I got too much sun in the morning. This other pujari saw the speck of khichdi. He wiped it off. Khichdi. Who has dared to give this low-class offering to our Lord? Who has dared this? It must be the pujari who offered the, you know, the Lord Jagannath is served by a couple of thousand pujaris. So, but it was easy to spot that pujari, because it was known, he had the term, this puja schedule, to offer the Rajbhoga offering. So they took the pujari. They said, "You have dared to offer khichdi? No, no, no. Why? Why? A khichdi is forbidden to be offered here. What is this? I took it from the face of the Lord." The pujari also had seen it, but he thought it was due to the beginning of a sunstroke. So they captured the pujari. They threw him into the prison. They locked the prison many times. Krishna. So Lord Jagannath appeared to the king in the king's dream and said, "My dear king, it's not the fault of this pujari that I had khichdi on my mouth. I am alone responsible for this. Because I'm bound by the love of my devotees, I could not resist the prayers of that simple Vaishnav from a Muslim background who was praying every day lovingly that I would accept his khichdi. Now, somehow it has come out, but I cannot, absolutely cannot live without the khichdi prepared by this Vaishnav. My order is, my sacred order, that you bring this Vaishnava into the kitchen of Puri, and every day he must cook his khichdi for my pleasure." The king asked, "Are you sure there will be a revolution amongst your Brahmin pandas when we get a Muslim, even though he is maybe very attached to you, in the kitchen? Are you sure? Is this what you want?" "I will arrange that they all remain peaceful in their heart. I am in the hearts of every panda here in Puri. I can easily take care that they are peaceful." So in this way, the Lord arranged that this Muslim devotee, although there was previously an obstacle for him to see in the Lord, what to speak of cook for the Lord, could now do his seva in a recognized way. My dear devotees, this tells each one of us something very important. At this moment, we might also experience an obstacle in, you know, having full Krishna consciousness. We might feel like ordinary people, the Prüfungsstress. How do we say Prüfungsstress in Hindi? The stress of having to pass exams. Is there a Hindi word for this? A high anxiety disorder. Do I pass my exam? If I don't pass my exam, what will happen to my future? Will I be able to marry if I do not pass my exam? You know, great anxieties can come if we are in the educational business, you know. And we might feel, "Oh, I'm so much away from my Lord. I'm having so much anxiety. I'm so much full of stress in this foolish town called Munich. I never wanted to come here. It's so miserable, you know, and so inhumanly cold, you know." And such anxiety we might feel that we do not feel very Krishna conscious. That there we feel that the anxiety is an obstacle on our onward progress. But, Sorry. we might feel the obstacle of being very tired in our lives. There may be so many obstacles which keep us away from Lord Krishna. But if Krishna sees our sincere desire, he himself will overcome those obstacles. And he himself will take care of our concerns and needs. That's why it is so important for us to come and take every day the darshan of the deities. Even if we cannot come every day to the temple, we should have a picture, a photograph in our house, a big photograph of the deities in which town we live. Here we live in the town of Shishigonitai, so that is that day. That's the only mandir here, as far as I know. Munich has other mandirs. In Dubai, I saw two mandirs. And of course, our Hare Krishna. We attract most of the people in Dubai. Most of the Indians are members of the Hare Krishna society. But they had also built a temple of Nachi. Yeah, Vital, you know, of Nachi, there was a temple. Nachi, you know, from please help me. No, Maharashtra. Nachi is in Rajasthan. So famous. All the people of Mumbai sent their offerings to Nachi. It's a big following. Nadwa, yes. Srinachi, yes, Srinachi. Yes. Natwa.
Huh?
Natdwara.
Natdwara.
Yeah.
Dwara is gate and Nath is Lord.
Lord, yeah, Natdwara.
The
wonderful. Thank you for helping me. There is a temple of Srinachi. It has two Srinachis. Because one was meant for another town, but that was too difficult to install him. So in Dubai, two Nachis next to each other. The Lord will make his arrangement. This is my main point, that he will come to his devotees. He will not give up his devotees. It is his vow, and he showed this in many, many times. So I want to encourage you. You are here in Munich, and you kindly take a picture of the deity's home, and then before you go to work, you just pray. And if you do the simple process of just having a short spiritual program, you chant, that is our prayer, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You do this, then sometimes it helps to make a little aratik or a little ceremony to the Lord, and then you may go into your studies or business life, and you would see that the Lord will remove all the obstacles on your path and come into your life. Please try. It works. Now, with your permission, I will end this class and open the forum for any possible question which you might have. Yes. Why did they behave almost like little schoolboys who do not know that the teacher has put a particular eye on them and that they have to pass now the test? You must know that when the Lord plays his leela in order to make a certain point, he will put even the great devatas under illusion. In the first verse of the Bhagavatam, it is said that the Lord is enlightening Lord Brahma from within his heart. And then he says, the first verse also explains that the Lord can put everyone into illusion. The illusion, and an example is given of, you know, which happens in the desert, that you see sometimes water in the desert. What?
Mirage.
Yes, that the Lord enlightens, but also puts into illusion. And when he wants to make a certain point, he can also put and bewilder the greatest of all devatas. Yeah, you know? And then they react in the way which was described. It's very interesting that the Lord can put into illusion. We don't expect this of the Lord. But if he has a higher goal to show some point, he will do so. Hare Krishna. Thank you for this wonderful question, Rajiv. Yes, Vinay.
Rajiv, you went to Connecticut last year.
Yes. Our Vinay ji is asking for some nectar. I visited Kanainata Shala with Gaurahari. In fact, I should say Gaurahari took me there. Kanainata Shala is a place directly, a sacred place which has a long-lasting history directly on the banks of Mother Ganga. And in ancient times, I just read a purport of Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati, there was a very, very well-constructed Radha Krishna temple. Later it went away, the temple, and in Kanainata Shala, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had darshan of Lord Krishna. This tree under which the darshan took place is still there. It's a very ancient banyan tree. So Gaurahari and myself went to this particular holy place at the bank of the Ganga. We had a very nice, we stayed in a guest house from where we could hear each day the sound of Mother Ganga flowing. Extremely, extremely pacifying. In Maharashtra, Mother Ganga does not flow, I believe. No. Her sister flows. Some sacred rivers we have in Maharashtra. Mother Ganga is very, very wonderful. She inspires love of Krishna. Wherever Mother Ganga is, that love of Krishna will come into your heart. Therefore, sometimes it's said she's not an ordinary river, but she's liquid love. Yeah, when you stay at her banks, you can be surprised. Some very nice, good Krishna conscious transformations are happening in your heart. Who of you has visited Mother Ganga? Oh yeah. Hari Bol. Shri Gaurinitai ki jai. So Vinay wants to know what was our experience there. Well, you must know that we went to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra from morning till evening. We did a Naam Vrata where we only ate very simple and from morning till evening, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. It was just chanting from morning till evening, nothing else. Some little eating, then also little reading, but mostly chanting. And our experience was that we actually do not need anything else than chanting to be satisfied. Because Krishna is identical with the holy name. We felt really that this chanting of the holy name is the only thing which needs to be done in the human form of life. We didn't feel that it is necessary to work, because we could understand that when you just glorify Krishna, Krishna will give you everything you require, as he has promised in the Bhagavad Gita, Ananyas Chintayantumam Ye Janaha Payupasate Tesham Nityaviyuktanam Yoga Kshemam Vahamyaham. We understood this. For instance, the most wonderful flowers came every day. Champak flowers, Kadamba flowers, which we require for our puja. Then the most wonderful, then it was a little difficult sometimes to eat the Bengali spiced food, especially because they like to pour mustard seed oil in there. Maybe you have seen, and this is quite unusual for the digestive system. It goes like, what have you given to me? I cannot digest this mustard seed oil. It is meant to be put in cars, but not into stomachs. This is how the stomach will rebel, and there will be a problematic situation in the stomach. But Krishna gave us a food which we needed. One man came and gave us everything. Krishna gave us also perfume for the deities. In the midst of the jungle, a man came and delivered 2 bottles of perfume. Then we wanted to worship Krishna. Next day, someone came and gave us saffron to put in the milk, and then offer Krishna saffron spiced milk, which is in the jungle, we cannot have saffron. It is not available. In those parts, food came, spiritual realizations came. One time it was so much raining that we could not go to the market. The next market where we could obtain some provisions and some items for cooking was, 16 kilometers, Gunahari? It was Raj Mahal. Was the name Raj Mahal?
I do not remember the name.
Yeah.
It was
a fairy place, but we could not move because it was just raining. Have you ever seen a monsoon in Bengal? This is really not an ordinary monsoon. It's really as if the Indra would have taken a whole bucket of water and dropped it over Bengal, with the exception that a bucket is soon exhausted, no more water comes. But this seemed to be a bucket with unlimited amounts of water. For we could not even dry anything, any cloth. It was just so humid and wet. No one could move. But then someone came with a boat and brought some sabjis so that we could cook and not starve. So my experience was, when we were chanting, that everything is taken care of, Vinay. This you might like to experiment with. We will have a japa retreat, 2 japa retreats this year. One in the Swiss Alps, and the second on an island in Croatia. And if you are interested, you can ask Gaurahari for further information. I believe we have also a web page about this. And you can bring yourself and your vivek and your mind there, and then experience the same thing, similar things. It's really a breakthrough if in your life you begin to understand all my needs are taken care of by the Holy Name. You really think, what? Why have I slept so long on the lap of the witch called Maya that I did not realize this? Krishna. Krishna speaks about this in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. He says that if a devotee worships him, then and asks him for something, he will come and he will give him what he asks for, but in a way that he will not want more. What this practical is means is that Krishna might you give you material enjoyment, but you get fed up with it. You might have seen this in your life, that you do get material enjoyment. For instance, you see 50 Bollywood movies in one day. You and then after it, you might say, enough, no Bollywood movie again. I never want to see even the shadow of one of these movies. Krishna might do like that. He has done this with many devotees, that he somehow puts salt into their enjoyment. And as they try to enjoy, they find out it doesn't taste the same any longer. Isn't it? We have sometimes experienced this. There was Krishna who secretly went, you. Krishna makes it. So he gives it in such a way that you do not ask for more. Or what he also can do, Gaurahari, is he just takes material enjoyment away from you. If you understand how wonderful Krishna is, then you wish to serve him. It is described that when the devotee actually has darshan of Krishna, that is, when he really is advanced and sees Krishna, his response to seeing Krishna is he wants to do some service. He wants to render service. Isn't that when we see like a great personality coming, we feel, oh, let me do something. Is there something I can do? Maybe I can... I think both of you are showing a very nice example when you host the Vaishnavas, and then when they come in the door, we feel, oh, so nice, they are very welcome, you sleep here, let us do some seva for you. Sometimes we don't have the service attitude for Krishna because we don't see him in our life, and with seeing I do not mean necessarily to see him with the eyes, but we are not enough aware of Krishna, but we are more aware of Krishna and how wonderful he is. We cannot stop to desire to do service, because service is the only relationship which we can establish to the Lord in this world. Did you know this? Dasya rasa. Dasya means the attitude of service. Servitude is the only relationship you can have with the Lord. You can't say the Lord is my friend, you know, or the Lord is my beloved at the beginning of your spiritual life, you say, he's the master, I need to serve him, I need to satisfy him. This is how you approach the Lord, through the Dasya Rasa. Everyone has to come through this, and later his original rasa might reveal or might be revealed, but you have to go through this dvara, this gate, the Dasya Dvara. That would be a nice name for a town, isn't it? Town name, Dasya Dvara. Yes, so because we are sometimes not sufficiently aware of Krishna, because we could not listen sufficiently about Krishna, or we, therefore that service attitude is not there in us. But as we become more aware, we want to do service. He's so great, I'm so small, my natural function is like the finger in relationship to the whole, the body. That function of the finger is one of service. You will see when you eat your prasadam, the fingers will serve the whole body by picking up the food, giving it to your mouth and so on. Hare Krishna. Yes?
There is, as you said about this Dasi Bhav, there is also sometimes this confusion that we say that our worship is actually in the Madhavi Ras, this Sampradaya.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we connect this actually? Dasi, we should have the attitude of service, that means Dasi Bhav should be there. But at the same time, our worship is in the Madhurya. So
yeah.
How do we connect this?
Yeah. This question is answered in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, where Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami points out how in every relationship or ras, including the Madhurya ras, the devotees wish to serve Krishna. The gopis, for instance, go to Lord Krishna in order to render service with their bodies to the Lord. When Srimati Radharani is fully dressed and sees her image in the mirror, she laments. Why does she lament? She's fully dressed. The ornamentation has been completed. This should be not a cause of lamentation. No, she laments because Krishna is not there to behold this beauty. She's so beautiful, but Krishna is not there. And it's only meant to serve Krishna. The parents of Krishna, Nanda and Yashoda, are only thinking of serving Krishna. Mother Yashoda is feeling highly agitated because Krishna seems to go and steal butter. And as a mother, she's highly worried. Why does my son develop such tendencies of stealing? This is not, something went wrong in the education. So she, out of service, keeps the best of cows who are fed with the best of herbs, so that their milk is extremely fragrant. It's herbal milk. This is how she serves Krishna. So any rasa has this service attitude as the, you can say, almost as a life force in it. And it is this attitude, this essence, as essence of this constitutional position, Jeev Krishna Das. The living entity is the Krishna Das, the servant of Krishna. This is also the entrance gate into our own rasa, whatever that rasa is will become revealed by the Lord at the proper time. No one does anything in Vrindavan to enjoy it, to be the enjoyer. That's a misconception which we have in the material world. Yeah, but we think there must be some enjoyment in something, otherwise how can you go on doing it? That's wrong. That's our concept. This enjoyment seeking is really a speciality of a little pocket of reality, and the illusory reality of the material world. And everyone in the spiritual world thinks in the service category. Obviously, that's the highest enjoyment because it's natural for the soul. So there's a very nice chapter. I believe it's Adi Lila chapter 7, but I'm not so good in numbers. Where Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami goes through all the rasas and shows how everyone is just in the mood of service. But then it manifests in different ways. Some give service to Krishna in this way, some in that way, some in the parental relationship. Hare Krishna. Akhil, you are an ocean of questions today.
Yes, Akhila Prabhu.
Even when a living entity is promoted to Vaikuntha, there is still the chance that he may commit offenses. But the difference is that when one is in a Vaikuntha planet, even if by chance one commits an offense, he is protected by the Lord. This is the remarkable fact in the dealings of the Lord and the servitor, as seen in the present incident concerning Jai and Vijay. This is, this opens a very difficult area of philosophy, but I hope I have satisfied you with reading this part of the purport. It's a huge subject, as we both know. Hare Krishna. So I think now, Narakriti, comes the time where we will conclude this lecture. Sisi goni tai ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bo.